Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Liz Springer with me with Nationwide, and we're going to talk about some insurance. And if you were here lately and seen some hell and heard about it around us, you know it's time to have some good insurance. So listen in. Let's hear what we can do to help you.
Hey, good morning.
Well, thank God, literally thank God, we didn't have the hell storm that Midland Odessa is just, the hell storm.
Yes.
That Midland Odessa has just gone through. And I know y'all have been busy as little bees up there, but... And folks, I'm going to tell y'all right now, and so I'm going to start it out with how important a good insurance company is. And insurance in general, you have to have. I don't care if your house is paid for or not. You got to have good homeowners insurance. And Liz, I want you to tell some stories here in just a second. But I promise you, I've done this for over 30 years, and we're overdue in San Angelo. And I hate to tell you this, but it's a fact. Every 8 to 10 years, we have a hailstorm. We have the hailstorm, the one that tears your roof up, the ones you have to have new roofs. And it's coming. It's overdue. Four days ago, at the title company, walked out, and I was actually, when I was in Washington, my pickup was out at the airport for a week.
Oh, yeah.
And the lady walked out, and she goes, look at your hood of your pickup. I said, what? Because it was just the right angle where the sun was hitting it. And it's got hail dents all in the hood, little baby ones. Because we didn't have a bad one here in San Angelo.
Had something come through then.
So, it, of course, at the airport, my luck,
yep.
You know. And the car, my truck was sitting out there, so I needed to check it on that. But we didn't have tell us what you've gone through, and share with us what's going on in the Midland and then Odessa just here recently. You said was it Wednesday, Tuesday,
Wednesday night? Yeah.
What happened there, and what you have to deal with, and what people need to do, because we need to be prepared for it here in San Angelo.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, we're overdue for it.
Right. Well, last week Midland got hammered pretty good with some golf ball and baseball size hail. But Wednesday night, we got a huge storm, an unbelievable storm in Odessa, with bigger than softball size hail. And Lisa was like, I have never seen hail this big, I've never seen a storm like this.
She posted some on Facebook.
Yes, yeah, we have, yeah. People are holding them in their hand, and it's just insane. And so, you know, Odessa just got pounded, windshields busted out, skylights in homes, roofs are tore up, windows in homes are busted out. So they were bouncing off the ground into the windows. It was a very unfortunate situation, and yes, our phone lines are crammed. And even here in San Angelo, all of the team here is taking calls for claims. So literally everybody in our organization, 50 employees, are taking claim calls right now.
Wow.
So you know what we're encouraging people to do is if you have, you know, substantial damage that's like say skylights or holes in your roofs, you know, you've got to get that just immediately taken care of with some tarping or, you know, something to get that covered up. Meanwhile, because the adjusters are obviously unbelievably slammed, and it's going to take a minute because everybody most people are devastated with damage.
And what you just said, Liz, let's talk about that. Let's say you have skylights, you got busted holes in your roof, you got busted holes in your windows, and you get that many claims in a town. And folks, I'm telling you, it's just like it happened to them, and we're not that far away, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours from Midland, Odessa.
Yeah.
It's going to happen here.
Yeah.
And in San Angelo, I guess Midland, the same weather, you know, we're experiencing 107-degree weather already.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You can't have open windows and open stuff with 107-degree weather and your air conditioner not going to be able to work.
Right.
So you got to cover it up, because they can't, if they don't get there till tomorrow or the next day.
Oh, it's not going to be tomorrow or the next day.
So
I mean, people are trying to scurry and get at least their windshields fixed so that they can get back to work. But they're taping up their windows that, you know, I mean, just the windshields are the immediate concern. But they're taping up the rest of the windows in the cars. Obviously, they're boarding up their windows in their house, because we have news that, you know, more's coming, or it was supposed to come yesterday. I just pray that there's not any more behind that. But it's your job as a homeowner, and it's even in your policy. You know, most of us do not read our policies, but it is in your policy that you have to secure the damage. Your job is to make sure that there's no way more can get in to cause extensive damage.
Well, you know, I hate to say this. I'm just thinking, you know, I guess I'm watching too much TV, but you know, if your house is that vulnerable too, you don't want other people getting in either. You need to secure
True.
Your house.
Absolutely.
You need to make sure and get it done to where it's secure and safe.
Absolutely.
You know, as soon as possible too.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, and hopefully St. Angelo won't experience what the middle of Odessa has experienced.
I hope
but
not.
We are going to experience some hell. It's just a matter of not if, it's when.
Right.
Because we are, like I said, we're way overdue.
Right. And it's always, you always have to get a insurance company. It doesn't matter who you go with. You have to make sure that they can get out there and inspect your property that you're buying, if you're buying a new home, before you buy it, It's key, because you don't want to move in and a month later get a cancellation letter in the mail saying, look, we have to cancel your policy because your roof's bad. At that point, you're left with no realtors involved to take care of that negotiations for you. The seller's gone out of the equation, and they're deductible, you know, because they're paying, most likely they're paying for a deductible, you know, $1,500 to get a brand new $8,000 roof. Well, you're left with an $8,000 roof to replace if you're in that situation. So if you're not getting your insurance company to come out and pre-inspect before you close, you're just being silly.
Well, and that's 100% right. But you, and I do notice there's some companies right now that are excluding hail, and you need to make sure, especially on rent properties, you need to make sure that you have a hail policy in West Texas, because
we're
going to have hail.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, I've said this before, Nationwide has this low seepage water coverage. And if you've had a leak that goes undetected for a long period of time and causes, you know, mold in your house and underneath your house or whatever, and you have to move out of it and have it remediated and all this, when you find out that your policy does not cover that, that is a rude awakening and pretty much a very expensive lesson.
Yeah, very, very expensive lesson.
Yeah.
You know what? We kind of jumped the gun. Let's start from scratch. You're buying a house. First thing you want to do, and I'm going to tell you right now, and I know, Liz, you do this, I'll listen to you. You know, you get some quotes.
Absolutely.
And see what you get. Let's talk about, okay, let's just say I'm buying a house. Oh, I am. Let's just say I'm buying a house.
Oh, that's right, you are.
I am, okay.
Congratulations, Scott.
So what are you going to tell me? Let's interview me. What are you going to do? Okay, let's fake it. Okay, I'm just waiting for the phone to ring. Is the phone going to ring?
Okay, well, yes. Hey, Scott, congratulations on your new home that you're buying.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to see. This is Liz from Nationwide. I wanted to see if I could email you a home insurance quote.
Sure.
Absolutely,
great.
Was it
going to cost me anything for you to do that?
Not at all, not at all.
So you're going to do that for free for me?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to get your personal information.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you if I can also quote your autos with it so that you can get the bundled rate. We will email you a home insurance quote that says, basically, here's what your home insurance would be if you brought your autos, which is the best rate, and here's what your home would be if you did not bring your autos, and it's going to be a higher rate, and then here's what your autos will be. And so we hope, you know, we always hope that we have the best rate for you, and we always hope that we can save you money on your autos as well.